A report released today by Dr. Andrew Lee, Shadow Assistant Minister for Treasury, shows that incarceration rates in Australia have hit their highest point in 120 years, despite a downward trend in crime rates. He's found that the number of women in jails has nearly doubled, while the number of incarcerated Indigenous Australians has nearly tripled, and more of the nation's prisoners belong in the older age bracket. But what happens when you've got kids and you land yourself in the lockup? Michaela Savage investigates.
Australia was built from a nation of convicts more than 200 years ago, but according to Dr. Andrew Lee, we're entering a second convict age. His report, explaining the return of mass imprisonment in Australia, has found that last year, around 43,000 Australians were in prison, a rate of 221 for every 100,000 adults. He says this is a significant increase since incarceration rates began rising in 1985.
There seem to be a number of drivers of rising incarceration. Sentences tend to be longer, and courts are more likely to impose custodial sentences than alternatives to jail. We also have an increased share of people behind bars who haven't been convicted, who are awaiting trial. It used to be that the share of the prison population who was awaiting trial was around a sixth, and now it's about a third of the people behind bars are there not because they've been convicted, but because they're yet to have their day in court.
Another group that Dr. Lee has found to have an increased representation in Australians' prisons is women, whose numbers have nearly doubled from just over 4.5% to nearly 8.5%.
Well, I think it's part of the trend towards locking up offenders who are lower risk than those who were incarcerated in the 1980s. So in the 1980s, the prison population included a higher share of people who'd committed a crime like homicide. With the halving of the homicide rate over the last generation, people in jail are more likely to have committed crimes such as assault. And so we've seen prisoners who were less likely to be the young, violent white men that we saw in the 1980s.
So we've essentially got a more diverse prison population.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And the experience of prison now is certainly one of spending longer time and periods behind bars, as we discussed before. And those longer sentence lengths means that people are not only away from jobs, but also away from family. There's 43,000 prisoners in Australia at the moment, and that means there's 77,000 Australian children who have a parent behind bars. Those children didn't do anything wrong, but we know that the consequence of having a parent behind bars is they're more likely to have mental anxiety, to perform poorly in school, and to fall into poverty and crime.
April Long, National Programs Manager at Shine for Kids, an organisation that provides support for children and families of inmates, says that children of incarcerated Australians are often forgotten about.
We often talk about the children of prisoners being invisible victims of crime because not a lot of attention's focused on the impact that it actually has on children. And most challenging for young people is the stigma and shame of having a parent in prison. So I guess as a country, when children suffer any other form of parental loss, we put a lot of support around that child or young person. And when a parent goes to prison, it's the complete opposite.
She says that because of the undeniable correlation between children whose parents have been in jail and a child's likelihood to commit an offence in the future, it's vital to provide children with support to ensure that prison doesn't become normal for kids.
It's not that, you know, particular families are more likely to commit crime or crime somehow passed through your DNA. It's the lack of community support around these families. And I think that, you know, we've got the lowest crime rate that we've ever had, but the highest incarceration rate. I think that tells us that there's something wrong with our system at the moment. You know, we need to actually look at what are we doing in community to support families that need support, particularly around childhood trauma, you know, drug and alcohol issues, and provide more community-based initiatives that actually prevent people going into custody and just perpetuating a cycle that's not really keeping us safer at all.
She also says that while it's rare, Shine for Kids does work with children who have both parents behind bars.
It is rare, but we do have young people where both mum and dad are in custody. And again, there is other international standards where if both parents are charged, they can serve their time concurrently so that the disruption to the child isn't as great. So So mum would go into prison for a certain amount of time, and then dad would go into prison, and so the child could still remain with a parent for that time. But yes, we have young people that we work with right now who have both parents in custody or have had one parent in custody. So it is something that we do see, and again, we'll be supporting that carer who may be a grandparent. They may be in out-of-home care, and just making sure that that care is supported as well.
Dr. Andrew Lee says that more community discussion and action is key to solving the country's high incarceration rates and making sure that prison doesn't become a normality for young people, especially when it comes to Indigenous Australians.
I think it's important to first of all have more of a community conversation over the consequence of these changes. As I mentioned, there's been a whole lot of changes that have led to the increase in incarceration, and we need to see those taken together as having had quite a significant impact on the experience of prison.
Dr. Andrew Lee, Shadow Assistant Minister for Treasury and Federal Member for Fenner, ending that report by Michaela Savage.